Hi, good morning, Colorado Jazz Workshop. This is Brianna Harris recording taped comments for you all today. Look forward to hearing you guys. Much better start. Yeah, nice shuffle feel in the rhythm section. Sound from the saxophone section. I could definitely use more of the inner voices and Barry sax as well. Just kind of beef that up. But great job on the lead part, the soprano line. Saxophone solo, you know, one thing that really is like so genius about the way Thad Jones wrote it is like all these little dynamics, kind of micro dynamics in these phrases. And I think it's really fun to figure out how to bring those out as a section, and that brings a lot of character to it. So nice overall style and sound on that, but just seeing like how far we can take all those different dynamics. Really enjoying the nice strong front end articulation from the bass on the swagging bass line. It's sounding good. Nice work on the trumpet solo as well. Joel on the tenor solo, nice work. You know, one thing just to consider and think about, this is inherently like a really sort of bluesy, gospel-y kind of tune. And so a really fun thing about tenor is, like, there's so many great models for, you know, tenor sort of blues vocabulary. So maybe think about incorporating a little bit more of that in your soloing for this kind of tune to fit the character of the piece. Just an idea. Nice work, Zach, on piano. Articulation and style from the bass by Brian. Nice work on that. I really enjoyed that solo. Man, this is like the trickiest brass solo. Yeah, brass, you just have to kind of, you know, really be ready for that after all those solos. I know it's a really hard section, but think about how we're phrasing that together. If we can get kind of over the individual technical hurdles, there's a lot more we can do with all those dynamics and articulations. That will make this style really pop on this tune is making all of the short notes at some of the ends of these phrases a lot shorter as an ensemble. So yeah, just like da ba da ba da da yoda, really overemphasizing those articulations and those inflections. That's where kind of the spirit of that tune comes from. Fun to hear that one. Thanks so much.
I would like to feature our piano player, Zach Skulski, on this next chart, which is called... it's called After You've Done.
Nice balanced sound from the ensemble out of the gate on this. Good time feel from the rhythm section as well. Nice work on the brushes back there on drums. Steven. Thank you. Mystery Sex. Nice. Might just be where I'm sitting in the sound over here, but in all of that phrasing, I'm getting just probably a hair much on the lead alto through that ensemble section. Could use a little bit more of the lead trumpet, even though it's in mute there. Section in the drums, still getting a nice sustain on the ride cymbal on that quarter note. Good job, guys. Really nice balanced sound from the ensemble on that. I appreciated the soft dynamics. And also really nice piano solo from Zach on that as well. Yeah, there's a really good rhythm section feel throughout the whole last piece. Nice work not rushing through.
We'd like to finish up with a tune from Don Manzo. It's called Sala de Ramos. Features two soprano saxophones. Why do we want to feature two? We're not sure. But anyway, and you'll hear from Zach Skulski on piano, Joel Adrian on tenor, and our drummer, Stephen Halsey. Rushing through this line and the saxophones. It's all about feeling those big beats on one and three. Ta, 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 ta. And really lining up
the eighth note line's locked in right into this big beat. So listening back to the drums and the bass on that. I think there could be a little bit more articulation of the beat happening in the trombones through these background sections. So just a little bit more attack in front on those notes, I think, will help. Yeah, that line in particular, all throughout the ensemble, is wanting to enter a little bit early in Rush. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Stretching towards the end of the phrase on those two long notes. Da 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 da. So just make sure you're playing those actually full volume. Definitely rushing a bit through there. Da-da, 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 or whatever the rhythm is. Just make sure we're not too focused, so focused on getting those pitches that we're not listening to the subdivision that's coming from the rhythm section. By what the dynamic level is supposed to be right here. He had a pretty strong entrance from the berry and then a little bit more of a quiet entrance from the trombones. So just make sure we're, whatever it is, we're doing that clearly. Nice work, guys. Fun set of music. Yeah, just in general, throughout the whole set, particularly on that last tune, is whether they're 8th note lines or 16th note lines, however they're written, they have a tendency to rush. So, just want to lock into those big beats. If you can kind of get past, you know, the initial technical hurdles of like playing some of those parts, can listen around the ensemble a lot more, I think. And that's kind of the next step, is like knowing your own part well enough that you can have your ears up and listening back all around the ensemble for things like timing and articulation and dynamics. But nice work on the performance, nice work from the soloists. Enjoyed hearing you guys and look forward to hearing you in the future. Thank you.